بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. So we have done سورة الألق اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. After that there is سورة القدر, because سورة القدر is connected to ليلة القدر, that we will do closer to the last 10 days. After that is سورة البينة لم يكن الذين كفروا, but that will take 2 days. It's a lengthy surah, and because tomorrow the إيمان and يقين talk will take place, so I don't wish to split the surah. So Surah Al-Bayyinah we will do on Monday. So thereafter the next surah is Surah Al-Zilzal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will be trembled with this quake. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth will bring forth its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And man will say, what has happened to it? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day it will describe all its happenings. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because its Rabb, its Lord will have so commanded it. يَوْمَئِذِ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That day the people will come back from the place of reckoning in different groups, so that they may be shown the fruits of the deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَاتٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So whoever does any good act, even to the weight of a particle, will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَاتٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whoever does evil, even to the weight of a particle, will see it. Now, Surah Al-Zilzal, in a few verses, describes the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first begins by mentioning an earthquake, when the earth will tremble, when an earthquake will take place. What earthquake is this talking about? This is an earthquake, a shaking of the earth that will happen when the trumpet will be blown for the second time, and everyone will be resurrected. So as this world nears its end, when this world reaches its final moment, the trumpet will be blown. And the first time the trumpet is blown, then whoever is remaining will die, the souls will be taken, and the Quran goes into length that many things will be destroyed. That is the first blowing of the trumpet. This is discussing the second blowing of the trumpet. That everybody is lifeless. When the trumpet is blown for the second time, then the effect of that will be that the earth will tremble. And the earth will tremble. And in this earthquake, what will happen is that anything on the earth, buildings, mountains, however big or small, it will be destroyed and there will only be a flat plain left. Why? Because soon after that happens, then everyone will be resurrected. So the entire mankind is going to gather for the reckoning. لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. When everyone is resurrected on the Day of Judgment, then a sound will be heard. An angel will be given the responsibility to call everyone. So everyone will start walking in the direction of the sound. And the Quran says that the earth will be completely flat at that time, because everything on the earth will have been destroyed, flattened. And at that time, the end. Imagine for a moment. Right now we say there are 7 billion or so humans on the earth. At that time, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the final human will be there, they will be following this sound that the angel is calling towards the place of reckoning. But at that time, the condition of people will be such that the only noise you will hear will be the footsteps walking. No person will have the courage to say a single word, to mention something to his neighbor. Everyone will be in their own worry about the reckoning that is going to come ahead. So, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. This is when that will happen. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth will bring forth its burden. The earth will bring out what it is carrying. What is the earth carrying? So the first thing this verse is saying is that the bodies of people, the earth will bring them out. And of course the soul will be placed in them, so they will be resurrected. And the bodies of the people those bodies that have rotted away, we don't have time to go into a detail, but before this earthquake happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reform those bodies. So everyone's bodies will be there on the earth, in the earth. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The earth will bring out the bodies and they will be resurrected. That is the first thing that will happen. But the other thing that will happen at the same time is the earth will also bring out any thing of value, any treasure, any gold, silver, anything precious that is within it. That will also come out. So you can imagine at that time all the
gold, silver, anything else precious that has been buried in the earth and left there, that will come up. So there will be, you can say, piles of gold, piles of wealth lying around. Now why will that happen? That will happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to show each and every person the real value of wealth. On that day, when there are piles of wealth lying around, wealth which people died for in the world, wealth which people disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in the world, wealth which people became so engrossed in that they were working 24/7 and they didn't have any time to pay attention to deen. At that time, that wealth will be lying there and no one would pay any attention to it. In fact, in the narration it is mentioned that those people who made a lot of effort for their wealth, they will when they see that wealth, when the eyes fall on, they will think, that's what we were working for and it's lying there. And it's of no use to us now. So وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, the earth will take out, number one, the bodies of people who will then be resurrected and all the wealth that is in it. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا, and man will say, what's happened to it? Man here means specifically those people who rejected the Day of Judgment. So of course they had either no idea that it was going to happen or they didn't believe in it. They will be confused, they will be shocked. What's going on? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, that day the earth will describe all its happenings because its Rabb will have commanded it to do so. That day the earth will describe all and it will mention everything it knows. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the earth a memory. Every single portion of the earth has a memory. And whenever any amal, good or bad, happens on a portion of the earth records it. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the earth and it will say what it has to say. Every portion of the earth. And in the narrations it comes that people will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will deny Allah, their record will be placed in front of them. You did this. They will say, I didn't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the earth that they used to stand on at that time and the earth will speak against them that this person carried out this amal on me. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. And in fact, the ulama have said that the earth has been mentioned in this verse, in light of other verses, we understand that every single makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it seems lifeless to us right now, the window, the walls, seems lifeless to us right now, every single makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to make it speak, and He will make many of those speak on the Day of Judgment against people who deny the amal. وقال يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. That day people will come back from the place of reckoning in different groups. What does that mean? When everyone will be reckoned, people will fall into different groups. There will be those people who, as well as having iman, they were fully obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be happy. In the Quran it says that ينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا, they will find their family and they will go with happiness, they will go to them. They will say, look at my book of deeds. It'll be a certificate, basically, that I'm going to go to Jannah. So that will be one group. Then there will be those people who have iman, but because of the lack of obedience, they will have to spend some time in Jahannam. And then there will be those people who don't have iman at all. So they will be doomed to Jahannam forever. So there will be different groups on the Day of Judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ahead, He has mentioned the general principle of the Day of Judgment. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does any good act, even to the weight of a particle, will see it. The purpose of weight of a particle, an action doesn't really have weight, does it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just emphasizes that whoever does an action equal to the weight of a particle, that means the minutest action. Maybe it was an action which in this world no one saw. It was a good deed which no one saw. Or maybe one person saw it. Maybe a person spent in this world on someone and no one knew, even the person who he was spending doesn't know who he's spending on me. Any good amal. Maybe he was walking in the masjid, he saw some rubbish, he picked it up and no one else saw it. It's a good amal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Every single good amal, a person will see it. Number one, a person will see it in his book of records. And same with every single evil amal. big or small, a person will see an amal. The only exception is that if the amal has been destroyed for some reason before the day of judgment, then he won't see it. What does that mean? A good amal can be destroyed after it is done, and a bad amal can also be destroyed after it is done. How can a good amal be destroyed after it has been carried out? A good amal can be destroyed after a person has carried it out by boasting about it, by showing off about it. For example, I finished 3 khatams of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, and I did it with sincerity. That has been written in my book of deeds. But if I later on, any time in my life, boast about it, show off about it, then that amal gets erased from the book of records. A person will not see that amal on the day of judgment. Similarly, a bad amal can also be destroyed. How can a bad amal be destroyed? By doing tawbah. So a person has done a bad deed. It can be the biggest bad deed or the smallest bad deed. But a person repents. Repents means a person feels remorse. Sincerely, with sincerity, he makes an intention that I'm not going to do it again. Whether he's successful on that intention or not is a different matter. But he makes that intention. Then that amal will also erase from the book of records. So that amal he will not see. Otherwise, every single amal a person will see, number one, in his book of records. And there will be many amal that maybe we didn't even realize when we did it. But when we will see our book of deeds and in the Quran, another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, people will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ? What kind of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Every single thing is written in it. People will look at it in disbelief. How such a complete record, how is it possible? So, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever sees any good, does any good or any evil, he will see it. Where will he see it? First, he will see it in the book of records. The second place he will see it is in on the scales. When his deeds are weighed, then he will see every single amal on the scales. And the third thing he will see is that he will see the reward of the amal or the punishment of the amal. He will see the reward of every single amal. If there are two people and one person, for the sake of example, has done 1,000 amal, the other has done 1,001 amal, that person will see the difference in the reward. It will be to that much detail. That is why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the people of Jannah, when they go into Jannah, then they will not feel any remorse. Why they in Jannah? Why are they going to feel remorse? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be one thing which they will feel remorse on. What will that be? That will be those moments in the world which they wasted. They had the opportunity to do something good, maybe to remember Allah. They didn't. Why will they? Exactly for this reason. Because on that day you will see every single amal. Anything you gain in reward, you will be told, it is for this amal which you carried out at this time, this is why you are gaining it. So when a person is told that, he will think, all of that time which I had, which I spent in ghafla, if I had done that, how much more would I have gained? And similarly, when it comes to anything wrong a person does, he will see it in the hereafter, whether it is big or small. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His grace forgives it, he has that choice, but that is his choice. Other than that, if he hasn't done tawbah for it, he will see every single amal. So this surah gives us a very beneficial overview of the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep the Day of Judgment in mind in every moment of our life, to practice accordingly, to do good accordingly, to save ourselves from evil accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have this awareness and understanding that whenever we think of doing anything wrong, we realize that no one may be watching us, but everything is watching us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.